With us today is Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia. And Chris is going to tell us about the talking set-top boxes the government will be making available as part of the Household Assistance Scheme. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, Roberta.
Now, what is the Household Assistance Scheme, Chris?
Okay, it's a government initiative which is run by the Digital Switchover Task Force, and it's basically to help out people who may have difficulty switching over to digital television. As most listeners are probably aware, we're currently in the big switchover project, which is turning off analog TV around the country, region by region, so there's one region going off every 6 months. So to be eligible for this scheme, you need to have two things. One is that you haven't already switched over to digital, so you haven't bought a digital TV yet. So you've still got an analog TV, which still works. And also you have to receive one of several payments, which are an age pension, a disability support pension, a carer's payment, a Department of Veterans Affairs service pension, or a Department of Veterans Affairs income support supplement. So if you're one of those things, then you're eligible for the scheme. You can apply to opt into the scheme, and basically what happens is the government will send someone over to your house with a free digital set-top box, which they will set up for you, which means attaching it to your existing analog TV, and they'll show you how to use it.
Well, there's quite a wide range of eligibility there, isn't there?
So yes,
that's a good thing. Now, Chris, tell me about these talking set-top boxes.
Yeah, it's actually something that's really good, I think. What the government did, or what the Digital Task Force did in 2010, was after some lobbying from Vision Australia and some lobbying for us, because we knew there was a talking set-top box that had gone on the market in the UK, they did the right thing and they commissioned two companies, Bush and Hills, to develop talking boxes. And they were trialled in regional Victoria a while back. The trials were successful. They're both really good. We've had the Bush box for a while, and it's fantastic. Basically, when I say talking box, it talks out, it speaks, on-screen information. So, like, when you're setting it up, it will speak out the setup process. It will speak, program information, tell you what program's on at the moment and what the next program is, and read out all of the electronic program guides. So it's a really good thing. And so what Senator Conroy, the Minister for Communications, has just announced in the last week or so is that the next or the region that will be going digital only at the second half of this year, which is Northern New South Wales, people there who are eligible for the scheme will be able to get a talking box for free.
Now, my next question is, how do people go about getting one of those boxes? That's if they want one.
Yes, well, the way it works is usually 6 months before the analog signal is supposed to be switched off, people who are eligible for the home assistance scheme, they'll get a letter from Centrelink just telling them that. So if you want to opt into the scheme, you write back to Centrelink and say, yes, I do want to do that. And basically, if you're eligible for one of those people who, I mentioned before, who have only have an analog TV and are on one of those payments, if they're also legally blind, or if they're a carer who is looking after someone who's legally blind, then they can ask for the box to be a talking one.
Do the boxes receive audio description?
Yes, they do, and that's another thing that is really good about the timing of this, I suppose, is because, as listeners may know, in August this year we're going to have a trial of audio description on the ABC, and so it's important for as many people as possible to be able to hear that. So the boxes are both ready to receive a mixed audio description, which is the way it's going to be broadcast on the ABC. So it's another really good thing that's happening, I think.
Chris, this is another good news story. I like those. Now, if you want to know more about audio description, Media Access Australia has a website, mediaaccess.org.au, and you can also contact them by email, info@mediaaccess.org.au, or phone 02 9212 6242. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are proud supporters of this program.